explains what's an alternate way, since we don't need two drushes for Hechsher Mitzvah, an alternate way to darshan the pasuk about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is that Mibay Lelechad Tanya, the bottom of Abba Menalef, Yachol Yisrael Adda Mimikdash, Shamalomar Shushalai Tishmor Vis Mikdash Yitiro, Nemar Shmir Shabbos Nemar Rov Mikdash, Mashmir Mor Shabbos, Lom Shabbos Hatham Yisrael, Misha Hizher Al Shabbos, Af Mor Mor Mikdash, Lom Mikdash Hatham Yisrael, Misha Hizher Al Ha Mikdash. So, it's to teach you, someone might have had a Havamina, it's a little bit of a funny Havamina, but someone might have had a Havamina to be misyari from the Etzema Mikdash. The Mikdash has such an inherent Kedusha that you have to have it has to be the object of your reverence is the Mikdash itself, even though it's a little funny, right? Ram says in Dor Enosh they made a toast. They thought since the stars and the this and the that were all Shluchim of Hashem, therefore you should worship them. And then they ended up becoming Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But I guess so, it might have been a Havmina, even though you shouldn't worship the stars, etc. But the Mikdash itself, you know, that's the Mikdash of Hashem. That's not like the Tos of Dor Enosh. It might have been a Havmina that you should independently misyari from the Mikdash. Kamashalon, just like Shabbos, is only because Hashem is Mitzav on the Shabbos. Likewise, you really have Mora from Hashem. Tosus points out, he asks, why do we choose this drusha for the mikdash and the hechsher mitzvah ein asei docha hechsher mitzvah docha lo sasa from kibbutz aim? Why don't we do this drusha kibbutz aim that you shouldn't misyor from your father but from Hashem who commanded you? So he says either because no one have a havamina to make a religious to have an attitude of religious worship to their father, therefore you don't need to be a motzi from that havamina, or because it's obvious that by your father there are ways to be mower him that do not involve worship, such as not sitting in his chair and not contradicting him. But by the mikdash, it's not so obvious what mower means. Apparently, what the Gemara is about to say is not so obvious. So you can't not sit in the mikdash's chair. You can't not be so to the mikdash's words. Therefore, you might have been having me, you should talk and worship the mikdash. Kamash on that no, that there's such a thing as another mower mikdash, which it says, Ezo mower mikdash, 1 second Yeshua, lo yikonis of Marabai, maklo manolo bifum doso, vavak shal gabi, raglov lo yusen kapandria, uriki kamikavu homer.
You have Mara for your father, but the Mikdash, the Mara you're expressing for the Mikdash isn't for the place, it's for the Shekhinah.
Right, now I think that was really Tosa's second answer, that by your father, like, you do have Mora, you don't want to do something that upsets him. You know, you're afraid of him getting angry. The Mikdash, that's what Tosa really meant. By your father, it's Shaykh to know what Mora means. Don't do something that will make him angry at you. Right, like all those things, by the Mikdash can't get angry at you, so you might have had Avamin, who's religious worship. Kamash, well, that means being respectful. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to say, V'ainle elozvanshi besa mikdash kaim, a second limit from this hekish, v'zvanshi besa mikdash kaim minayin. How do you know, even nowadays, right, sometimes there are people, without getting into all the hashkafa, there are people nowadays who go up on Harabayas. So how do we know those people who go up on a tour of Harabayas? Forget about the issue of Tumah. Now, let's assume they took care of that. How do we know that they can't go with shoes no one has walking sticks nowadays, but they can't go with shoes and money belts and etc. So, Tamalom Hashem Sosek Shmur Mikdash Yiro Mashmir Mur Shabbos Li Olam Afmur Mung Mikdash Li Olam. Okay, and that's the end of that part of the Gemara. There's a little bit of a kasha that bothers the Achronin, which is that this drush in the Gemara seems to be redundant. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf, Chav, Chesem, and Aleph, the Gemara is about shuls, but they quote a pasuk about the Mikdash, so obviously they mean to be saying it about the Mikdash and shuls, that they darshin Vashimosius Mikdashechem, right? Vashimosius Hashem says in Tocha, unfortunately, he'll destroy the Mikdash. The drush is, even when it's destroyed, it's still a Mikdash, right? Alfi Sheshmu, Mikdashas, and Kaimi. And therefore we see that even when a shul is destroyed, or when a Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's still called a Mikdash. So the Achronim are bothered a little by the redundancy. How come you two Pesukim teach the same thing? Vashimosis Mikdashechem teaches you that you still have to treat the Beis HaMikdash with Kedusha even when it's destroyed. And we also have this hekdesh of Ma Shemir Shabbos Le'olam, Af Mor Mikdash Le'olam, to teach you you have to treat the Beis HaMikdash respectfully even when it is destroyed. So the Turei Evan says that it must be, gives one technical answer, says it must be that the Gemara in Megillah is only Nasmachta. After all, why do you need two drushas to teach you the same thing? It must be the Gemara Megillah is only Nasmachta, and the real drusha is from here. The Aruch of the Ner also says, Ahavim is maybe it's Machlokes between Megillah and Yavamos. Like, you can only darshan one of them. It's Machlokes between the Sechel Megillah and Sechel Yavamos. Which one to darshan? Right, we hold, Gemara Yavamos holds you darshan from the Hex Shabbos. You don't darshan Hekdesh of Shabbos. That's for the first part, for the really theological point. You darshan from Vashimosi. But they assume these two drushas cannot coexist. However, the Arthur Nair points out, it's very nice to Turei Evan to assume the two drushas can't coexist, right? That one must be an Asmachta. Because you can't have two drushas to rice for the same thing. However, the Rambam, right, Turei Evan Megillah says that Vashimosi is an Asmachta. The Aruch Lener in his Havmina says it's a Machlokes Hasug Yosen. And if not, it's not an Asmachta there, Megillah. It's not an Asmachta there, Megillah, but that Mandar Megillah wouldn't have darshaned from the Hekesh to Shabbos. However, he points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira quotes both drushas, and it certainly sounds like he's quoting both drushas, like we hold like both of them, and they're both the Oraisa, which is a little problematic. According to the Rambam, he takes both Mars at face value, and then you have a redundancy. On the one hand, the very famous part in Beis HaBechira Vav Tezayin, he says, Lomani Omer Mikdash Yerushalayim Kedush Yerushalayim Kedush Yerushalayim Kedush Yerushalayim Kedush Kedush Sharitz Shalnat. He says, Kedush Mikdash Shalim Ve'Ashchina Shchina Ve'Teila. Kedush Mikdash Shalim is never bought. Vary Omer Rashimosi Mikdash Sheichem. Vary Omer Chachamim Afi Sheshmum Kedush Shalshen Heim Olden. That's very before she takes the pasuk Megillah seriously. But in Zion Zion, he says Afi Shemikdash Yom Chori Bavonoseinu Chayv Adam V'Moro Kmo Shoyinu Gog V'Nyano, etc. etc. And how does he know this? Shenamar Shav Susai Tishmor Mikdash Shitiro Mashmir Shabbos Olam Bar Mikdash Li Olav Shafi Shachari Bikdushaso Omeid. So the Rambam seems to darshan the same thing from two pesukim, which is a little redundant and creates a problem. So L'chaora, what you have to say already, I found, I don't think it's in the old fashioned Rambams. They don't have a Radvaz in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Franco Rambam has a Radvaz in Beis HaBechira, and he really gives the Yesod that a lot of the Echorim pick up on. The Ravaz on the Makor sheet says, the Im Tomer Trei Kari Lomali, he asked the Kasha, why don't you two Pesukim? And obviously he can't say it's a Machlokes or that one is an Asmachta. V'shlomer Chadal Knisa V'chadal Lomora, which is basically the Yisod that the Rav and Rishim is here and the Aruch Lener pick up on. Apparently you need two Pesukim. One is for Knisa, meaning one is for the, what does Knisa mean? You can't go in Betumah. Right, the Etzem Kedush Shamakom, Vashimosis Mikdash Sheichem means it's still Kadosh. If it's Kadosh, then you can't go in Bituma. However, you wouldn't have known that you had to have Mora, right? You still need our drasha, Ma Shmir Shabbos Le'olam, Af Mor Mikdash Le'olam, to teach you, you have to have Mora. And that's basically what the Rav says, and that's basically what the Aruch Lener says here in his Maskana. So they basically say, if you only had the Pasuk of Vashimosi, you would think it's Kadosh, but you're not Chayav in Mora. You would think the place still has its Kedusha, but Kedusha isn't Chayav in Mora. The actual functioning Beis HaMikdash lets the Chayav you in Mora. So therefore, we need one Pasuk of Megillah to teach us the Makom still has its Kedusha. Therefore, you now let it go in when you're tummy. But you need you still might have had a Havamina that, yeah, the Makom still has Kedusha, but you don't have to have Mora, but there's no actual functioning bias. So Kamash, well, in the second Pasuk, you have to have Mora. I thought maybe you could add, and the Aruch Lener sort of implies this, like, why would you have had this Havamina? Once you know the Makom is Kadosh, Vashimosi is Mikdash Sheichem, Afi Sheshmum, Bikdush Shasun Kaim, why would you have the Havamina that, but since it's not built, you don't need Mora? So I thought maybe that's Gufa explains the Mahalach of our Sugya. Right? It's okay. Might be a little Bederech Drush. But our Sugya Darshan is two things, right? First, it says, you know, we mikdash atam is Yori Ella. Right? Mimisha Hizra la mikdash. And then it has, you know, you might yachol, you might think that's only Zvan Sabesi mikdash Kaim. So I thought maybe it's very Meduyah. One pasuk teaches you, again, this is all leave it to the Rambam, who says that there's still Kedusha in the Mikdash. We'll stick with the Rambam Shita for now. One pasuk teaches you that the Mikdash still is Kedusha. Okay, the Mikdash still is Kedusha. But then we learn that the Mora is not from the Etzema Mikdash. The Mora is from Hashem. So what might you have had a Havmina? You would have had a Havmina. The Mikdash is still Kadosh. But you don't have to have Mora, because the Mora is not for the Mikdash. The Mora is for Hashem, and when there's a bias and we worship Hashem there, so you sense Hashem's presence and you have to have Mora. Nowadays, when it's Kadosh, the Mikdash is still there, Vashimosi. But the Archelish, there actually goes far as to say the Shechina is not there, right? The Shechina is obviously, in some respect, at least not there, right? But the Shechina is not evident there. Right, nowadays we don't think of the Shechina, we don't connect to the Shechina when we see the Harabais. It's still Kaddish. Kaddish is a technical thing. But it doesn't make Hashem's presence felt because it's Chamei. So therefore it would be a very good Havamina to say that, based on the previous line, that Enochanami, the Etzem Kaddish is still there. But we just learned that the Etzem Kaddish is not Machayev Mora, only the fact that you think of Hashem when you're there is Machayev Mora. And nowadays, we don't sense Hashem's presence there, so you're potter from Mora. So Kamashma, no. Even though nowadays, you don't sense Hashem's presence there so much, since it's still the makom of the Shechina, you still have to have Mora from Hashem. So like, it's, the Oracle almost says this, very meduyak. You might think that the Etzem HaMakom has Kedusha, but, we know the Etzem HaMakom is not Mechayev Mora. It's only Hashem that's Mechayev Mora. But Hashem's presence is not felt. And Hashem's presence not felt, then it might be usher to have Mora, because then you're making the Mikdash into an Avodah Zarah. So Kamashla, no, even though Hashem's presence isn't felt so much, since it's still the Makom Shechina, Hashem's presence is felt enough that you still have to have Mora from Hashem. Even Hashem's Chorev bias is still Mora from Hashem.
So it sounds like the Mora isn't of Hashem. Meaning, if the Shechina isn't there, then what are you having Mora of?
Ah, so it might be either you have to say that Lamaisa, the Shechina, isn't fully there, but it's still Shora in some extent. That's how you can go either way. Either the Shechina is not fully there, whatever that means. That's already philosophy. Right? The Shechina, we know, the Shechina went from the Kruv to the Miftah, etc. But still, the Shechina is there to a certain extent. Or you could say, since the Shechina was there, that's still Mora. Right, it's more for the king that even if he moved on, you know, you still don't spit in the chair where he sat when he was passing through your town. That could still be more for the king. So I could go either way. Either there's still some Shechina. Again, I don't know how to define different levels of Shechina philosophically. Or you could say, no, it's still Mora for the place where the king sat. Even if he left, you still have to not spit on the chair. So I could go either way on that.
You quoted that, I think, it's not, only the Rambam maybe holds that there's actually still Kedusha today, so that the guys who hold that there's no Kedusha today.
Ah, so that's an interesting question. We're all familiar, perhaps, with the famous machlok between the Rambam and Ravid. The famous machlok between the Rambam and Ravid, it's a bit of a side point, but it's kedai to mention, right, about Kedushas Mikdash Bezman Hazeh, the Rambam Paskins. Not just the Namazet, but even Kedusha Rishona. Kidsha L'Shaita. V'Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. The Rambam Paskin, that is still as full Kedusha as the Namazet. And then the problem is, why does he have two different Psukim? And that's where we create a problem. The Ravid argues, we can't get into all the different Shitas about what the Ravid really holds. The big machlokes of the Ravid holds. One thing for sure the Ravid holds, that there's no kares of bias mikdash bizman hazeh, and the simple pshat is that the Ravid holds that it's not kadosh anymore. That's a famous focus for Ravid. It is right there on Vav. Vav Yadala, they're the same basic makom, and the Ravid says that even though Kedusha Shnei Kitchel lost the blood, lo amar l'sharitzal, lo yishalayim mikdash, lo amar. That's pretty clear. I'll even write it. The Rambam says, the Rambam says it clearly. He says, we only say Kitcha, lost love, oh, Kitcha, Meshaita, he says, Vilo, Kitcha, lost love, oh. That not only Shlomo, but even Ezra was not Mekadosh the Mikdash forever. Why? He says, because he knew that when Mashiach comes, it'd be a better Mikdash. And so he figured, you know, let that, why should I be Mekadosh now? We'll get a better Mikdash later. But it's not Kadosh forever. It's a big deal in the Achronim. What does that mean? Does that mean there's a Heter Bamos Bezman Azeh? Does that mean it's Heter Gomer to go up to the base of Mikdash B'tom Bezman Azeh? It certainly says you're not Chayiv anything. Does that mean it's Heter Gomer? Does that mean that you can be back in Bamos? Okay, all unclear. One interesting machlokas. This is all I'll leave it to Rambam. What about the Ravid? This is a big machlokas Achronim. I'll leave it to the Ravid, which, what would the Ravid do with our Gemara? So the Turei Evan and others say Ravid would disagree with our Gemara. The Ravid would say, you know, that's the other man d'amra that says there's still conditions not as that. The Ravid would not hold like our Gemara. He'd say that's the other man d'amra. The Ravid would taka hold that nowadays you're allowed to go up to Harabayas with your shoes, with your money belt, you know, with your walking stick, and make it a shortcut. Right? That's, however, some achronim, such as the Aruch Lener and the Minchas Chinuch, say even Ravid would agree that it's a special Gzeiris HaKasov to be Mechayev Mora in a place that was once Kadosh. So that's a big machlok zachronim within the Ravid who holds Kitchel Shaitim Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo. Would the Ravid have to disagree with our Gemara, so says the Torah Evan? Or no, maybe the Ravid could agree with our Gemara, and he holds a special Tzeres Gossip. Even though there's no Kedusha anymore, you still have to have Mora for the place of previous Kedusha. No, the king's chair, even when the king moved on. So that's a machlokis, whether the Ravid would agree with our Gemara or not. Or would say, no, that's the other Mandar, but I don't pass him like him. Okay. Halach l'maisa, we generally seem to assume more like the Rambam, but you know, there's a lot of blunders, but not now is not the Malkum. Okay, going on to the Gemara, because there's two other things we have to discuss today. Now the Gemara takes a new approach, and as a matter of fact, it takes a new approach to figuring out. As a matter of fact, this is really the last attempt the Gemara is going to make to generally prove that Aseh is dochel of sasa sheish bo kareis, which would explain why we need aleha to aser yibam ba'arayos. So they say, Elas avila mina teisim avara. We could learn from avara the tana de birishmal lo savara is one moshosei matav lomar. That's the brisa. The brisa of tana de birishmal lo savara is one moshosei matav lomar. Now the Gemara interrupts the brisa. Right, the derech miamaron to interrupt brisas, clarify something, then pick up the brisa. The Amaron interrupt the Bryce and say, Matam Lomar, either of Yossi Lavi, the Nazim Chalik. Everyone knows the famous Achlokes of Yossi Rim Nasan as to what we learned from this Pasuk. It's an extra Pasuk. Right? Lo Savaru Eish Bechomosh Mosechem Yom HaShabbos. We already know you can't do any Malacha. There doesn't have to be a special Pasuk not to be Tochein. No special Pasuk not to be Kosei. So obviously there's an extra Pasuk not to be Mavir. But we know there's two opinions about that. Ditanya Avar Lav Yotza Divri Yossi Rim Nasan Omer Lechalik. That according to Rav Yossi, it's coming to teach us that the other 38 avos melacha are chayav misa, but havara is only a lav about misa, so it only says b'lashon lav. And according to Rav Nasa, it's coming to teach us as an example that you're independently chayav achatas for havara, which shows you you're independently chayav achatas for each of the 39 avos melacha, which is why we all know from the Sefer Shabbos, if you do all 39 avos melacha, you're chayav 39 chatos. It's a very strange Rashi here, which is not mainstream. Rashi says, well, we would have thought you were only chayiv if you do all 39. Hamash one, you're chayiv for each one. Simple pshat is, we would have thought you're chayiv for doing one, but you're only chayiv one carbon no matter how many you do. Hamash one, you're chayiv a separate carbon for each one. But either way, that is Rabbi Yossi, that's from Nasa. So we know what this pasuk is for. So Amar Rava says, no, Amar Rava, Tana will show us good kasha. The kasha wasn't why you need those savaru h be on the Shabbos. That's according to Yossi for Yossi, according to Nasa for Nasa. It's why you need b'chomos shoseichen, right? Most Shabbos not tam alomer. Mechti Shabbos chozah gofi. We have a rule chozah gofi hangs be marz being chotzloret. Right? It can't mean only in Israel you keep Shabbos. Because there's an absolute cloud that any chiyuv which has to do with your body and not the land applies all over the earth. So therefore, most Shabbos goes on Shabbos lowly. Why say b'chomos shoseichen? It can't mean that it applies everywhere. We know it applies everywhere. It's a chobos hagof, it's not a chobos karka. Obviously it applies everywhere. So why do you need the word moshavos for it? And now they could go back and continue the brisa. Mishomer, mishmal, omer, talmud echel, vishenemer, v'chiyeve, ishchet, mishpamav, zuhumas. Right, step one. Right, shumani, bein mechol, bein mishavos. It says you should execute those who are chayiv misa, which means bein mechol, bein mishavos. So mani, mechay mechal, lemos, yumos, shrav, melachos. And where did it say you shouldn't be mechal, shavos? That means other things, b'zai misa, bezdin, chutz misa, bezdin. Oh, ain't no step two. Oh, ain't no few misses Bezdin. Mind even come with Mekai Mechumas Chobol Shabbos. Maybe no, you're not allowed to do halacha even to kill people in Bezdin. And when should you execute criminals? On Chol. Oh, ain't no step three. I feel of Shabbos. No, maybe you should execute criminals in Zdokha Shabbos. Tamad Lomar. So, step three, we thought Yutaka could do misses Bezdin on Shabbos. Tamad Lomar, lo sabar reis, mo mosh roseichem. Lohalan omar, ho yuvelchem, chukas mishpat, medor seichem, mo mosh roseichem. Mamo Shabbos, omar lohalan, obviously, bebezdin, chukas mishpat. Right, so we have a pasuk saying that you can't. Havara is an example of one chiyuv misa, right? Sreifa is one of the four chiyuv misa. So we have a pasuk telling you that misas bezdin. Essentially, they call it ritzicha later on. Usually, we think of ritzicha in a negative sense, but ritzicha is a positive when it's misas bezdin. So the mitzvah that I say of misas bezdin, you would have been a have me the mitzvah saying misas bezdin is dovah Shabbos. Kamashmalan, that it's not Dovah Shabbos, lo sevaru. So, now, what kind of lav is this? My lav, Rabbi Nassim, Yomer L'chalik Yatsa. The time, they, let's assume this is Rabbi Nassim. The time because we're not lo sevaru, halav hachi dachi. So they want to say this proves, hold on a second. According to Rabbi Nassim, Havara is a lav sheish bokaris. So this proves, and I say is Dovah lav sheish bokaris. If we wouldn't have lo sevaru. So they say, no, lo, Rabbi Yossi he. No, maybe this Rabbi Yossi holds that Havar is not Chayiv Karsa, regular lav. Then of course we'd think I say Dokolo Sasset until we had Lo Savaru. Where it says, no, it doesn't make any sense. But Tevi, now Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi, Amidon Rabbi Yossi, Havar lav gets Havar greater. When Rabbi Yossi, Havar is only lav when you only do the Amalach of Havara. Havar de Bezdin, Bishop Silahu. But the Havar we're doing here is not only Havara, we're also doing Bishop. Because how do we do Chiv Srefer, right? You don't actually burn the people like they did in the Salem witch trials. You melt a psila, just means a string of lead, and you pour it down their throat and it burns them and kills them on the spot. Right, so it's a little nicer than, I mean, it would be nicer if they didn't do anything wrong in the first place and didn't have to get killed. But given they have to get killed, so it's a little nicer than burning them like they did in Salem, Massachusetts. But that's not only, you have to light a fire havar, you also have to melt the lead. Melting metal, we assume, is an avalacha of bishul. We assume that that's the Rambam talks about. If you melt a gufkasha, you melt a solid, that is an avalacha of bishul. And so bishul, everyone agrees, is a lav sheish bokaris, right? Everyone agrees bishul is the other 38 of malacha chayim karis. Be'amar b'sheishes, mali bishul psil, mali bishul samanim. Bishul psil is just as bad as bishul samanim. Okay, stopping here. What do we see? We see that we're being indicted from the high, you need the pasuk. Well, Sevaru teaches us that normally, and for sure you're doing a lot of sheish bokaris, because Havara is karis according to Rav Nosson, and Bishul is karis according to everyone. So therefore, we see that normally in Aseh Zdokha, lav sheish bokaris. Tosus has two deos here in Dibur Maskel Taima, just to mention briefly. Tosus has two deos here as to what's the nature of this diuk. What's the nature of this diuk? How do we know from this pasuk that normally in Aseh Zdokha lav sheish bokaris? And Tosus has two possible interpretations. One is, which one is first? Yeah. The first one is that we don't learn from the pasuk. We don't mean that from the pasuk of Lo Sevaru, we learn that normally a seiz dochel lo sashish bokaris. What we mean is that the Braisa had a Havmina, which is going to be explained later on. Right? Don't learn from the Pasuk, but from a Havmina. So it's not that we're learning from the Pasuk that it says, Dovah lo sashi ish b'karis, according to Moses' first answer. No. We're learning from a Havmina misvara. So the Diak is from the Pasuk. The Diak is from the Braisa. The Braisa had a Havmina. And Taka, what's the Havmina? What does the Gemara say later the Havmina is? Exactly. Mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. So the first day in Tosos is that this is not like Kibbutz Avaim. We're not saying we learn from the Pasuk that say Dechul HaSashi Yishba Kares. We're saying is the Braisa assumed the Svardik Havamina that I say Dechul HaSashi Yishba Kares. And later on in the middle of Zayin and Aleph, we'll explain what is that Havmina. Havmina is, if I say it's Docha Lav, even though Lav more Chomer, so Mali Chomer Rav, what's the difference? A little more Chomer, Lav more Chomer. So Misvarin, I say Docha Losashi, Shvakaris. Because the rule, I say Docha Losasa, nothing to do with level of Chomer. That's Tosos' first day. His second day is that it's like, above by Kibbutz Avaim and above on Daf Hei Amud Beis, like Le'el Daf Hei Amud Beis, right? Really, Misvara Ein Asay Doche Osase Sheish Bokaris, and therefore the pasuk of Moshe Seichem is extra, and what did we discuss? Let me try to do some complicated cheshbon. In the last sugya, the extra pasuk, we don't need to say Moshe Seichem. Misvara says not to Olos Ashi, of course. Mehechetesi it should be, is for the diok that the Alma Doche. Since we don't really need a pasuk to teach us Misvara Bez is not Doche Shabbos, because Misvara it's not Doche Shabbos, therefore it's really coming to the diok that other assays are Doche, other Los Ashi Sheish Bokaris. So two diametrically opposite pshat from Tosfos and Sugya. Either we're really not, don't really care about the pasuk. We really care about the Havmina and the Braisa that Misvara Asei Shevidoch Lo Sashi Yishba Kares. That's our Havmina. That's what we are saying. Or no, really Misvara, it's not Doche. It's just the extra pasuk. If it's not Doche, why don't you pasuk? It's not Doche. Must be teaching us Bialma it is Doche. Okay, two ways to read pshat in the Gemara. Now, there are two inyanim that I want to discuss in this Gemara, maybe very briefly. One is the kasha of the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban and the Rashba have a kasha. This, by the way, a kasha that it's very funny. It's almost suspicious, but I'm not totally sure what to make of it. This is a kasha that all the Rishonim have on most sugyas and shas that discuss Asei Dov Lo Sasa. So, okay. The Mechkar people will have to tell us that, I don't know, that the one part time they didn't have this far, a different time they did have this far. I don't know, leave that to them. But what's the kasha of the Ramban and the Rashba? The kasha is from a Furish Gemara in Shabbos and Beitza. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? The Havmina was, Asei Docha Lo Sase, that there's a Havmina that, I mean, it's part of actually a long Chesed Shach Tarya. That the assay of avoda can be doche the losase of cutting off the taras, right? After all, what assay is doche losase of cutting off taras that we're all familiar with? What? Mila, right? I feel makom beheres yimo, right? If there's a mila on the orla, there's a lav of cutting off taras, right? Hishomer b'nega taras, etc. Hishomer, we know, is a lashon of a lav. So Mila taka, you're allowed to cut off taras if it's on the orla, because I say doche lo sase. So the Gemara thinks likewise. A kohen, let's say he has kohen has taras which prevents him from doing avoda. So let him cut off the taras and do avoda. I say doche lo sase, right? The assay of Kohen doing avodah is doche lo sase, cut out
tzaras. What's the yisur in doing avodah tzaras mean?
Right, so yeah, the assumption seems to be that it is a that is a mum, because even if it's negoim tahorim, which would not be a tuma, but it would still be a mum. So the Gemara says no.
Says, when do we have the rule of asei do kolos ase?
Be'idna, right? When the minute you do the lav is when you do the asei. Tzitz and klayim, it's simultaneous. When you wear it, you wear it. Mila and tzaras is simultaneous. When you cut it, you're cutting it. But over here, hacha be'idna masakr lav lo kamok masei. Here, you're first cutting off the tzaras and then later doing avodah. Then there's no asei doch lo sasa. Of course, it's the same thing in Beitza. Has a havin. If a guy wants to do the asei of kisur yadam, he can crush dirt on yotif. And the root halacha is, everyone knows, learning kisur yadam, they have to put dirt underneath and on top. So the Gemara says that, well, maybe either way. The Gemara says that, at first I said, what do you mean? It's not be'idna. Of course asei isn't doch lo sasa. Because the moment you're crushing the dirt, you're not yet covering the blood. You have to crush the dirt first and then cover the blood. Then the Gemara has the whole chak where, no, maybe you could come up with a way that it's really simultaneous. But at least the principle is clear. There's no asei do lo sase if it's not be'idna. If you have to do the asei first at 1 o'clock, sorry, the lav at 1 o'clock, and you're not becoming the asei till 2 o'clock, or even 1 o'clock and 101. That's the rule of be'idna, right? So, what's the kasha of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rishonim here? What's the havmin that I say is docha lo sase? If you were talking about the lo sase of killing, right? Killing is also one of the nevus melacha that I understand. That's the inda. I do the assay of killing when I do the av melacha of shochet. But here we're talking about lighting fires and melting lead. The lighting fires, the melting the psilo comes first, and then you do the misas bezdin. So it's not the inda. So that's Rishona's kasha. What is the havmin of Dechiya? It's not the Idna. You have to first build the fire, and then melt the lead, and then execute the Bas Kohen, or, you know, whoever it is that's Chayv Shreifa. Pretty rare. Only people who are Chayv Shreifa. So, what's even the Havmin that could be Docha in our Gemara? Seems like a reasonable question. So, what's the answer? What's the Havmin you could be Docha if it's the Idna? So, what's the most technical answer, which a lot of the Rishonim like? And I mean, they could have asked that question, but they had other questions to ask. Right? That's what the Rashba says and the Ritva says. I'm pretty sure the Meiri also says that, if I am, not mistaken. The Ritva and the Meiri say, and Achanami. The Gemara could have asked that. The Gemara could have said, what are you talking about? Dechiya is not shaykhir at all, it's not be'idna, and just erase the whole havamina. But in the end, the Gemara had other ways to be docha, which were even better, so the Gemara didn't bother to point this out. Well, often the Gemara could have said, you don't make any sense. I've said Jabam Kasha destroys your whole idea. Since they have other ways to destroy your idea, they don't have to say every way. Okay, it's called, having moti lakshuyeh. That's called the answer of Havimotzi Lakshuyi. However, a lot of Rishonim don't like the answer of Havimotzi Lakshuyi. It's a little dachuk. So, what's another answer? What's another way to answer? What? What? Okay, make an okenta. What's the okenta? This is the Ramban and the Ritva, the Shem Rabbi Utam, which, I mean, the Rashba quotes Ramban and doesn't like it. The Ritva quotes Ramban and seems to like that as an answer also. What's the answer? Exactly, they did it, be'idna, right? Say, what did they, right? Make an okimta of be'idna. Okay, you have to be a little awkward, but what do? You get the baskoing to open her mouth, and on top of it you have like a little, like, I don't know, like iron funnel with, with a seal of lead inside, and you light the match underneath, and right away, as soon as you light the match, it drips right into your mouth and kills her, and then it's be'idna. Okay, so again, easier said than done, but for the sake of argument, maybe that's what the Gemara was envisioning. Okay, what's the third answer?
I actually found the Urch Lanier pointed this out.
Third answer is based on the... Right, this is the famous Shita, by the way, of the Magen Avraham quoting the Shibbol HaElecha, quoting Rabbeinu Tam. But later from point out the mistake, Shibbol HaElecha was not quoting Rabbeinu Tam. In the next line, which is not on this page, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. This is just the Shibbol HaElecha quoting something. So if you ever see like the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, you should know just that somehow when the Magen Avraham wrote like Rabbeinu Tam on the wrong line, and so he says this is Shibbol HaElecha B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. It's really not. It's the Shibbol HaElecha B'Shem some other gadol. Okay, but I mean, it doesn't really make that much of a difference, other than Lamir may Didei Adidei. But the Shibbol HaElecha here has a big chiddush based on a kasha in the Gemara. This is a kasha all over. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says you can't be mechal yontif to get a shofar. Why? Because yontif's an asei no losaseh. An asei is ndoka asei velo saseh. So he says, Shanukham, shofar Rosh Hashanah, Fakhmo, Zagalbi, Vimal, Zachom, Lo Only, Yom, Lo Roch, Lo Gabi, Him, Lo Shabbat, Play, Amai, Lo Zoh, Sukhatani. My time, yontif asei velo saseh. That's all the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Lam, Bez, and Bez. Shofar, asei velo saseh, asei velo saseh. Yeshu, all the Rosh Hashanah ask. My year, the yontif asei velo saseh. Vilo havi, lo saseh, great lo midhi, lo asei, asei velo saseh, lo hei, mekai, asei, but idna, the Mesaka, lo saseh, yom, milo, but saras. Right? Everyone asks the kasha. What do you mean? It's not dope because yontif asei velo saseh. There's no have meaning of that. Bringing a shofar is good for yontif. It's not the idna. First, you have to bring the shofar, and then you have to blow it. Right? What do you have to do? Ride on an animal, or you don't blow it while you're riding on the animal. You have to like bring it to shul, or you have to move the stones because hagal. This is all to get the shofar. Obviously, getting the shofar is not dope lo saseh. It's not the idna. So if you look at all the rishonim on Rosh Hashanah, they all say, yeah, Nechami having lots of luxury. They could have asked. They could have said that in the Gemara, but they didn't. But here we have a radical shita in the Shibbol HaElecha, tied in some other sheets, which we won't get into now. Says Mufarshim. I don't know who this is. Yesh Tameyim Mufarshim. Yesh Mufarshim, right? So Yesh Tameyim, Mufarshim. What's going on? The antecedent always has to be like the most recent the subject. So it's Yesh Mufarshim. The Asay the Tzibur Dachil Osasa of Galdul Makayim Asay Be'ikolav. Ah, Asay the Rabin is Dachil Osasa, even not Be'idna. This is the Magen Avraham quotes this. He famously quotes it in the Shibbol HaElecha B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, because the next word in the Shibbol HaElecha is Rabbeinu Tam. But really, the later we're going to point out, especially Shibbol HaElecha quoting Yesh Mufarshim. But if you hold like the Shibbol HaElecha, quoting and endorsing this Yesh Mufarshim, then it makes a lot of sense. Just say that Mises Bezdin is an Asay de Rabin. And Asay de Rabim Doche Lo Sase Afilu Shelo Be'idna V'chule. Right, according. Now, the other Rishonim don't hold that way. But Shmuel HaElecha says Shofar's an Asay de Rabim. And Asay de Rabim is Doche Lo Sase even not Be'idna, even the preparatory stages. So you can say here also, he says Bezin is an Asay de Rabim, even though the whole Rabim don't do it. But Bezin's representing the Rabim, right? It's a Chobas HaTzibur. Right? Bezin is representing the Rabbim. It's not their individual obligation. So if you were willing to call Mises Bezin a Seder Rabbim, I saw the Oracle and Air points this out. I'm not the only clever person in the world. The Oracle and Air pointed out that if you hold like the Shibbol HaElecha, then you can explain our sugya, then a Seder Rabbim is Doch Lo Sase, even She Lo Be'itne. I thought maybe you could say, this is speculation though, what might be a mucker for this idea? Where did he get this idea that a Asay de Rabim is Doche Lo Sase even Shelo Be'idna? So I'm not sure. I can't promise. Meaning he said it to answer a diyuk from Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. But maybe he's inspired by the Gemara in Brachos. Remember, Lezer was Meshacher's Eved to make a minyan. And they say, isn't this mitzvah of Aveira? And they say, no, it's a mitzvah de Rabim Shaini. That's not exactly parallel, because there it wasn't Asay Doche Lo Sase. It was Asay Doche Asay. No lo sas of shechar, but I'm going to say. But still, you do have a gemara brach to say, for a mitzvah de rabin, you can do an aveira to prepare for the mitzvah de rabin. So it could be that here also, for the mitzvah de rabin, you can do an aveira even in the preparatory stages. And then that would answer our sugya. Once we're discussing be'idna, I just thought I would point out, there's a famous chakira about this din of be'idna. Which the footnotes of the Ritva discusses, he said, Chaim Shmuel Levitz taught him this chakira, that why is it true that Naseh is not Doche Lo Sase if it's not Be'idna? Anyone? Why shouldn't I say also be doch, always the doch losase? After all, I need to do the losase in order to do the assay, so the assay should be doch losase. So what's the problem if it's not be'idna?
Once it's not be'idna, what does it matter if it's 2 minutes later or 2 hours later or 2 minutes
later? Kavalik, so let it all be docha.
Maybe you won't.
But it's not.
Maybe you won't.
Why not?
Because we have lavim in the Torah.
But that's all when you don't need them in order
maybe
to do an assay.
Maybe you won't do it.
Ah, so that's what the Medayik for Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says in Shabbos. It's a little hard to read because the printers of Vilna Shas can't do it, but the periods in all the wrong places in Rabbeinu Hananel. But what does he say? He says, Avozeh Shamar Biyikatz Beharaso Biyavod Chatich Tzach Tzaras Lachshar Kol Avurah Eino Domel Ilu. Because maybe he'll come to Taras and he won't end up doing Avoda. And therefore we were over Hashem's lav. You didn't do the assay. It sounds for Rechanan like it's a chash. A chash shalo yikayim assay. That according to Rechanan, this is what in the Velt, they all quote this Rechanan. That the reason for the rule of Be'idna is because the chash that you might not be mekayim the assay in the end. I found, though, just sort of randomly, that even much better than this Rabbeinu Hananel, which everyone quotes, the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah on Beis Hamikdash is even more mefurish. I'll read it to you. What does he say? He says, maybe an onus will happen and you won't do the essay. That's very, very mefurish. Efshar demitness v'lo mekayim assay. Even more mefurish than the Rach and Shabbos. So, I think that yesh makom kan lechakira. Yesh makom kan lachkor. The problem is all the nefkmiyans, these chakiras, are very, very subtle and complex. And I'm not going to go through them all for Rabbi, but... You know, why? Ask, what's the nature of this din? Ein asei doche lo sase. If it's not be'idna. So you could say, because shema lo yikayim ha'asei. That is what the Rach in Shabbos and the Ritva, and I wouldn't put it on Makoros, except that I just noticed it in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis Mem Bei, says, Dilma Misnes, V'lo Makayim Asay. Right? Efshar Demitnes, V'lo Makayim Asay. So that seems to be practically, meaning you have no right to be Docha Alav, because you might not be Makayim the Asay. So therefore, you have no right to be Docha Alav. Basically, it's a suffix to the right to be Docha this Lav. Because you might not be behind the essay. You have no right to do something which might be an issue d'oraisa. You could say, maybe I'll bring this to proof in a moment, that the other possibility is that no, it's not that we really think maybe it'll be an onus and you won't end up being behind the essay. Maybe the point is that, and this is the Rav didn't say it in this context, but only the Maisa Mitzvah is Docha Alav. And anything which is not Be'idna is a Hechsher Mitzvah and not the Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe you can say it's not the practically we think you want to end up doing it, regardless of whether you'll do it. There's a Maisa Mitzvah, that is, the Maisa Mitzvah is Docha the Lav. Things that are not the Maisa Mitzvah are not Docha the Lav. It's a special discussion. Maisa Mitzvah is Docha the Lav, like Rav Nissim Gaon says. Hashem made it tonight that a Maisa Mitzvah is Mutter. It's Docha the Lav. But a Hechsher Mitzvah is not Docha the Lav, but anything that's not Be'idna is really a Hechsher Mitzvah. So I thought, now, what the footnotes in the Ritva say, he wants to say, what's a nafkamina? I wasn't so convinced. What does he want to say is a nafkamina? What was in the Rav Yaffin, right? Rav Yaffin says that a nafkamina is the Rashba here. What about our case of the open-mouthed Bas Kohen with the lead on top of her? Right? So, the Ramban says that this is called Be'idna. And what happens? The Ramban says this is Be'idna. And the Rashba argues, says it's not Be'idna. The Ramban says, this is Be'idna. You light it and it drips into her mouth. And the Rashba says, no, this is not Be'idna. First, it has to melt and then drip into her mouth. So what are they arguing about? So I might think that they're just arguing about Hagdara. At a certain point, like maybe someone's not arguing about something. They're just arguing about where to draw the line. How close does it have to be Be'idna? But Rav Yaakov wants to say in Nafkamina is this case, the case of, you know, melting the psila over, you know, the Bas Kohen's mouth. If you say the problem of Be'idna is that you might not end up doing it, here it's like going to happen right away. It's so obvious. You're all set up. So here he wanted to say that this would fit the Ramban who says, this is Be'idna. There's no shash that you won't end up doing the asakes. It's all set up for you. It's not like you have to go someplace else. But if you say it's a matter of the Maisa Mitzvah, you want to say, like the Rashba, that you could say this is not Be'idna, because right now you're doing something else. Right now you're doing something else. You're doing a Hechsher Mitzvah, you're doing a preparation, and not the Mitzvah itself.
Well, the Rashba do with Beitza, there it's the same thing. The first step is like crumble, and then it falls down. The Gemara never argues on that.
Well, in Beitza, no. First you have to crumble it, and then you have to pick it up and put it on the on the blood in the Hamia.
So the Gemara says, no, you do it at the same time. As you crumble it, it falls onto it, no? And the Gemara never suggests, well, wait, that's two steps. The Gemara says that's Be'idna. So what would the Rashba do with that?
No, you could say there that's better. It's not that it falls onto it. Maybe it's already on top. I mean, you crush it, it's already on top, the Rashba would say. Like this one. Or he might also say, there it falls right away. Here it takes time to melt.
Oh, basically
the same,
that I put it right on the blood and it started to crumble
it right on the object?
Yeah.
Now
they held it up.
I think so. But in any case, I'm not so convinced of this, of this Nafkamina. I'm really not so convinced of this Lundus. You know, I think that equally, like you might say, well, you know, this Hechsher Mitzvah is the Mitzvah itself. After all, I'm doing it and it's going straight into her mouth. Or even Mitzad Dilma Mistis. Maybe she'll run away in the 2 seconds it takes to melt. So I don't really love this Nafkamina. I thought a better Nafkamina is the Machlokas Rishonim about picking up the Aveda. Is picking up the Aveda Dochelo Sasa or not? Do you call that Be'idna or do you call that not Be'idna? The Machlokas Rishonim in Bava Metzia. What would you say? If the whole chap was that you might end up having an onus and not being kindly say, then what would you say? Remember going to the cemetery, right? What's the case of going to the Beis HaKfaros? When you go to the Beis HaKfaros, you return the Aveda, right? The Bailam's not in the Beis HaKfaros. You get the Aveda. And then you go and look for the Bailam and find him and give him back his Aveda. So if you were worried about Shem Lo Yikayim Asay, what would you say about picking up the Asay, picking up the Aveda? Would that be Dochel Osasa or not?
For sure not.
What do you mean? You have to go get it. You have to find the guy. You have to return it. Who knows what could happen? You might not find the guy. I mean, clearly you're doing what the Torah wants. But you might never do it. I mean, you're trying to do what the Torah wants. But you might never do the mitzvah. What if it gets lost? It's hard. It can take you a month to find the guy. So I think for sure you would say, this is called not Be'idna. And it's not Doche. And this is the opinion of the Nemukah Yosef in Bava Metzia and many other Rishonim. Yeah, there's Nemukah Yosef and other Rishonim. This is not Be'idna. Oh, why does the Gemara say it's because Zaseinu Lo Sase? They could have also said not Be'idna, but they didn't. Right? So this is for sure not Be'idna. Who says you'll ever end up, being Mekayim the Asay? You're not Mekayim an Asay if you pick it up and don't return it. If you pick it up and lose it, that's not an Asay. It might take you a month to find the guy. It's really common you might lose it. Right? How many people succeed in being Meshav Aveda? Not so Pashat. So then for sure you would say this is not Be'idna, it's not Doche. However, if you're asking, Is this the Maisa mitzvah? Is this a Hechsher mitzvah? Then what would you say? Is picking up the Aveda a Hechsher mitzvah, or is that really part of the mitzvah? What would you think? What would you think? Anyone? Picking up the Aveda, is that a Hechsher mitzvah, or is that part of the mitzvah? You would think it was part of the mitzvah. You're not sure. Think the mitzvah is to take the Aveda and bring it to the guy. So, you would say that it's quite possible. Possible that it's a long Maisa mitzvah. It's a long Maisa mitzvah. In this case, it would be docha alav. It's still not docha the cemetery. That's a lav and an aseh. And this is the Ran in Bava Metzia
and many other Rishonim on both sides.
Many other similar cases. I would that be good enough for me to the Chatira. If you see the problem with Be'idna is that you might not end up doing the aseh, then anytime it takes a month, that should be called lo Be'idna and shouldn't be docha. But if you see the problem is that you're not doing a Maisa mitzvah, but if you are doing the process of the mitzvah, your mom is picking up the Aveda. You're not doing some preparatory stage. You're not like getting a tool to get the Aveda with. Your mom is picking up the Aveda, then that should be the mitzvah itself, and it should be docha, which is the opinion of the Ran. And this comes up in in other cases, many other cases in Shasi, the same achlokas also.
Just to clarify, so even to hold like the Nimuke Yosef, that it's not considered the Maisa mitzvah, the Gabe purposes, for example, of Osek mitzvah, Pater Minah mitzvah.
No, everyone agrees that it's Osek mitzvah, Pater Minah mitzvah. Everyone agrees at least Osek mitzvah, but that's fine, because Osek mitzvah just requires Isak Biyama. Going, walking to a mitzvah is Osek. Osek mitzvah is a very broad getter. That doesn't prove anything. Okay.
Yeah. Is it more practical that it's Maisa mitzvah? Like, can you say the Mikra Yosef?
That's why I said quite possible.
Quite possible.
It could be the Mikra Yosef. Also, Reese, he just says that's not the Maisa mitzvah. That's, you know, you have to look at the lashon of the different Rishonim there and try to even dive in that. But ain't come akum harav because it's very subtle. But I fully 100% admit, if you read the Mikra Yosef, you can very easily come to your conclusion. Okay, so just to summarize what we've seen, and there's a lot more, you can tie in, there's a million little machlokas Rishonim and Achronim about all the details of Be'idna. Problem is, it's very hard to be sure how to analyze them, so we'll go into them now. But if you're interested, I can give you a list of Arba Tomos and some speculations. But one thing we saw for sure is that there seems to be a chakira as to what it means when we say that asay is not tovah lo sasa unless it's be'idna. Is that because a chashash you might not do the asay, or is that because you're not doing the mitzvah yet because it turns it into a hechsher mitzvah? Clearly, right, a kohen taking off the saras so that he can do a vodu later is only the hechsher mitzvah. Taking off saras is not a maisa mitzvah yet. Clearly, crushing dirt, so you can do crushing dirt over here, so you can do kisei adam over there. That's not a mitzvah yet. That's only a hechsher mitzvah. So is basically the igna just another way of saying hechsher mitzvah? Or, you know, in distinguishing a maisa mitzvah and a non-maisa mitzvah? Or is it a chashash that you might end up doing it? I thought an afkamino would be, what if you're doing a long mitzvah, but the odds are you might never succeed? Which is machlok Rishonim in Bava Metzia. So if you say the idim is a practical chashash like the Rach and the Ritva, then you would say, hold on, we have a big practical chashash here. For sure it's not docha. If you said the idim was no, a fundamental point, are you doing a maisa mitzvah or not? Then I thought you would say you could say you're doing a maisa mitzvah like the Ran, although I admit then you could go either way. And you can make it much more complicated, but we won't for now. Anyone who wants the more unim on this can come to me privately. But I want to just mention one last thing today, which is, before we even, we're not going to be able to go on to the Gemara today, but the famous sheet of the Rambam, right? Maybe really we should read the rest of the Gemara, but we know what it says in the rest of the Gemara. What's the famous sheet of the Rambam? If I asked you, let's pretend you never saw the Rambam, right? I'll pick someone to pretend they never saw the Rambam. I asked you, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'yom HaShabbos, which teaches you about Mises Bezin, etc. Is that... should that be counted as one of the 365 lavin? What would you say? No, because what's it teaching us? Teaches us that you shouldn't think of the Kavah Chomer. We'll see later on, right? The Kavah Chomer. Mises Bezin is Doche Avoda. Avoda is Doche Shabbos. So Mises Bezin is Doche Shabbos. Or in the Havmi, the Gemara, because I say Doche Losasa. There's a Havmi of Mises Bezin is Doche Shabbos. Kamashvelin, it's not Doche Shabbos. Right? Every time you have a Kamashvelin, something's not Doche. Does that count as a lav? They're a lav that keep it up aim is not docha Shabbos. They're a lav that being a Beis HaMikdash is not Duch of Shabbos? No, it's the Lav of Shabbos. Right? So Pashtus, you would have said, this is just teaching you what's not Duch of Shabbos. But it's not an independent Lav. However, the Rambam is Mechadish to us. Right? There's really a Chiddush of the Rambam. I don't know anyone who, you know, I mean, we'll see his Mukkar. But you really would not have any, if you read our Gemara, you would never think just based on our Gemara that there's a new lav called Lo Tzavar Eish Mekom Moshe Moshe from Yom HaShabbos. It's just teaching you that Mises Bezin in the Dov HaShabbos, and then we're back with Shabbos. But says the Rambam's Mechadish, no, there's a new lav. What does the Rambam call this lav? What new lav does the Rambam learn from our Pasuk? The lav of? What's the lav? What lav is the Rambam Mechadish? That people before him did not think. What? Says the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Yesh v'chol chamish mitzvos, aleph lishmos b'shvi, beis shelo lasos b'malacha, gimel shelo le'enosh b'shabbos. It's a lav to give an onesh on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Lav shin chav beis, there's a lav to give an onesh on Shabbos. Special lav of onesh on Shabbos. That's a big chiddush, special lav of onesh on Shabbos. We would have thought it's just that it's not docha malacha. I said, no, there's a sasa malacha, and a special lav did not give an onesh on Shabbos. And the Rambam says in Perikof Dalit of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, Halacha Zayin, Ein onshin b'Shabbos, afisha onesh mitzvah say, Ein odocha Shabbos. Even the onesh mitzvah say, it's not docha Shabbos. Okay, that just sounds like the lav of not being mechal Shabbos. He says, Ketzer, she says, Chayv b'Bez in Malkos Omisa, Ein Malkos Ove in Misa Nosov b'Shabbos, Shenemar, Lo Savar, Eish B'chom Oshon Seichem Yom Shabbos, Du Az Hara L'Bez Din, Shlo Yisrufu b'Shabbos, Misha Nishchayv Shreif, V'Din L'Shar Onshin. Says, no, it's a special lav, a special lav of Bez Din, not to do Shreifa, Misa Bez Din on Shabbos, and likewise other Onshin. Right, so the Rambam says, it's usher to give this a special lav not to give Onshin on Shabbos. Now, what's the obvious question on the Rambam? The Minchas Chinuch asks this question, but you don't need to read the Minchas Chinuch. Anyone knows what's the obvious question to ask on the Rambam? Anyone? Why do you need a special lav if it's an Isra Malacha? It's not, you just said it's not Docha Shabbos, right? If it's an Isra Malacha, why do you need a special lav? That sounds like a reasonable question to ask. On the Rambam, okay, maybe too many of us have read the Magen Avraham to ask that question. Right? But that's the obvious question on the Rambam is if it's Bechlal Malacha, then why do we need a lav? Agav, I forgot to mention. In the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam gives a hint of the mocker for this idea. Where do you get the mocker for this idea? That there's a special lav of Bez Din given Unshu on Shabbos, and it's not just the regular Isra Malacha. So the Yerushalmi says, Lo Svare Isra Chomos Shabbos Yom Shabbos, we can't the Bez Din Shlo Yudonim B'Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi makes it sound like it's a special Isra of Bez Din on Shabbos. Okay, again, it's not Mefurish. Apparently, the Rambam understood from the Yerushalmi that no, the Kamash one is not just that we go back to Shabbos and there's no Dechia. The Kamash one is that there's a special Isser to give Onshim on Shabbos. But the question is, why do you need a special Isser to give Onshim on Shabbos if it's Malacha? Hey, if it's Chilul Shabbos, if we learn that it's not Docha Shabbos, so why do you need a special Lav? It's Bechlal Shabbos. Seems to be a very valid question. Now, this, of course, depends on the Magen Avraham suffix. What's the suffix of the Magen Avraham? What? Exactly. If you look at the Magen Avraham, he says, Kasava, Rama, Perikov, Dalai, and Onshim, Shabbos. What are the two examples of Onshim that the Rama mentions? He only mentions two examples. What are they? What? Mis and Malkos. So he says, Afi Shonish Mitzvah Zayin Docha Shabbos, Ketzer Rishin Zchai Miso Malkos, Ein Malkin Shenemer Lo Savaru Eish, Shuvod In Lashar Onshin, Kos Magi Misha, Shemna Ram Minya Mitzvos, Ad Kan. Uve Emes, Minya Mitzvah, Shem Shin Chav Beis Mashma Davka, B'dom Sheish V'chil Shabbos, Asa B'raisa. Magen Avraham says, he thinks the Lav is only for things that are Chil Shabbos. Kach Mashma B'bor Shabbos, Davka Vav, Gavei Avara, Moran Daf Kovav says, well, if an Asher Avoris Gas Kohen, that shows that Mekalkel Vavoris is Chayiv. So it sounds like the Gemara is assuming it's a real Malacha. The F should be Malkos Nami. If it's only if there's a Malacha, where's the Malacha? I understand the Malacha in Sreifa. Where's the Malacha in the other Mises Bezdin? That's easy. What's the Malacha in the other Mises Bezdin? In Tilas Shama, Shechita. Right. What about Malkos? Where's the Lav in Malkos? Where's the Malacha in Malkos? Is there a Malacha to hit someone on Shabbos? The answer is Chovel is a Malacha if you hit someone and draw blood, or at least a Chabur, meaning a black and blue mark, because a black and blue mark is also drawing blood. Right? Even though Chazal lived a long time ago, they knew that a black and blue mark is also drawing blood. It's just instead of bleeding, leaving the blood vessels coming outside, it leaves the blood vessels and is stuck under the skin. That's also drawing blood. So that's what he says. Maybe Malkus is also Chol Shabbos because you make a Chabur. It's interesting. Do you have to make a Chabur when you give Malkus? Like, why not try to give Malkus without a Chabura?
It's a
psikresha. So either it's a psikresha, or maybe Taka, part of the mitzvah is to make a Chabura. You know, maybe it's part of the mitzvah to make a Chabur when you give Malkus, otherwise not a Kolosha Malkus.
Don't continue
past
the 39 if
you don't. Right. So, v'tzarech iyon v'efshar, d'vim re-record the chomos v'zeichem nafgol and like, it sounds like only Malacha, but after that, maybe the extra pasuk is to teach you not to be done klal even in non malachas. So if imus on hinges off of a heimash or daf kadosh yisuchel Shabbos kasher and the toast shem dini mamonis ain't done xerus shem yichtav. Okay, so one answer is the efshar, right, in the Magen Avraham, which is why we need a separate lav. Taka to teach us a tremendous chiddush. What's the tremendous chiddush? That all own shemar asar and Shabbos, even if they don't involve malacha. The Rambam only used examples of malacha, like Misa. And an example which you're not sure if it's malacha or not, like Malkus. But really, he meant all onshem, with or without malacha. Really, he meant Malkus even without malacha. Even if you hit the guy and don't make a chabura. Right? So that's the... He says begetter efshar. Efshar, because it doesn't sound that way from Shas. That... Right? To prohibit, to answer, even onesh she'ein bo malacha. Then taka, the Rambam would make a lot of sense. Special lavs will lenosh b'shabbos. We already know not to malacha on Shabbos. But there's a special lav which teaches us onesh natoch Shabbos. But it also teaches us more than that. Not only is onesh natoch Shabbos malacha, any onesh is also on Shabbos, even if it doesn't involve malacha. That would taka explain why you need a special lav. Someone bring me a shaila from the last line of the Magen Avraham, which is the mission in Beitza. So why did the mission Beitza say then that
you can't judge because
that Dunim is only a Shvus, is only Gzeir Drabanan? So that's easy. What's the Goren Beitza talking about?
Making a judgment.
What? Making a judgment, or even better? Then we're based on Dine Mamanas. You don't punish people. I say it's my cow, you say it's your cow. No one's punishing anyone, we're just bringing out whose cow it is. Right? Giving someone back their own money is not an onesh. I think it's pasha that the Rambam wouldn't say, if I claim I owe you, owe me $100 and you taka do and you have to give me the $100, it's not an onesh. That's just basic decency. That's tzedek. That's tzedek u'mishpat. So l'chore e'chav dini mamanos, that's only gzeirah drabanan. But an onesh, right? An onesh would taka be an issue d'oraisa. There are, we should, achronim apply this halacha l'maisa. What kind of onesh did they used to give in the time of the Yachronim? Not usually Malkus and Misa, but Nidoi, exactly, Cherem. And this is a big, big machlok, because all the Yachronim deal with this. Can you do Nidoi on Shabbos? Right? All the Yachronim deal with this, and we're not going to get into all of them, but the Avnei Nezer, and most famously, in the Marashdam, not as famously, but the Avnei Nezer said from this, a halacha l'maisa, right? He passed it like, Magen Avraham just said to get her Efshar. He's not sure. Efshar. But the Avnei Nezer said halacha l'maisa, right? The halacha l'maisa nafkamina. The nafkamina is, the Avnei Nezer says, that it's usher l'nados b'shabes. And not just usher l'nados b'shabes because of a gzeira of this and that. Usher l'nados b'shabes. Usher midoraisa to do nidoy on Shabbos. Because that's an onesh, even though it's purely verbal and has no malacha.
Why did the Rambam also need another
lab
for
Shmuel Lutz for Tchum? Oh, that's easy, because it's not one of the 39
malachas. It's not a malacha, it's a walk.
No, well, how is walking a malacha? It's obvious that walking is not a malacha, so of course you need another lab. But killing people is a malacha. So, therefore, not to teach you even now malachas, that's a big nafkamina, that any punishment, even if it's not a malacha, would be an Ishtar Raisa on Shabbos. However, it's still a little suspicious that the Rambam only used malacha examples, and the Gemara all over made it sound like it was a malacha. So what's the other option? I saw in some of the Achronim a very radical idea. Including a very nice modern-day parish on the Rambam called, Or V'Simcha, by Bransdorfer's son. He's a big dying with Bransdorfer. He's a big hostling in the Eid HaRedis. His son is a, you know, regular Litvish Rosh Hashiva who deals with the Eon. And he wrote a very, very nice, contemporary parish on the Rambam. Anyway, some other people, I saw this far, that says maybe this would be a big fish. To make Misas Bezdin only a lav and not Chayev Chatas or Skiva. Lav Yotzas. It says maybe the Chiddush of the Reading Arm needs its own lav, not to be teaches a new Isser, teaches a new Heter. She's the Tak of the Kal Vachomer is right. Really, it's not Chil Shabbos for Bezdin to do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. Really, it is Mutter to do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. It's not Chil Shabbos. It's only a lav, so maybe the special pasuk teaches that it's not real Chil Shabbos. It's not like we thought. Kamashlo, it's not Doche. The Rambam says not Doche. It is really Doche. It just goes down to the level of a lav. It's not totally Doche. But to bring it down to the level and say, big Kiddush, if I stop doing Malacha, Mises and Malkas on Shabbos, I get Skila and Chattas. But if a Bezdin does Haveres Bas Kohen, they only violate a lav, and they're not Chayev Chatas. The Bezdin mistakenly killed the Bas Kohen on Shabbos, they all get their calendar wrong, they think it's Sunday, and killed the Bas Kohen, then they're not Chayev Chatas. It's only a lav. That's a very big Kiddush. It's against the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, before not this way, but that's not a proof in the Rambam. That's a very big Kiddush. L'chora, I think the best answer, it's not so meduyik in the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos. But I think the best answer is what Rabbi Michal Porshel Perlau says in the Sefer Mitzvos or Sadigon, right? I'll just call it Rav Sadigon. He's Lav Kofayim Ches. Obviously, I don't mean Rav Sadigon, who said I think his Lav Kofayim Ches was Baal Tavir or something like that. Rabbi Michal Porshel Perlau says, no, Taka, what's the chiddush of this lav? What did this lav come to teach you that we wouldn't have known just because it's an Isher Malacha? What's the chiddush of this lav? So, if Bezdin kills someone, do they violate this lav? Sounds like they would. What does Bezdin do when they kill someone? What does the Bezdin do? You ever been in Bezdin? You never saw them kill someone. Oh, you ever been in secular court? Right? In Texas, they still kill people every day. Right. The judges don't kill people. That's pasnish. So why do the judges kill people? Yeah, the other guy, the executioner kills people. Or it says in the Chumash, Yad Ha'idim Tiyabov Rishona, right? Yad Kolom Achrona. The Dayanim don't kill people. They don't do anything. They sit there and they use their brains. Right? They use their brains. They don't use their hands. The other people use their hands. Dayanim use their brains. So, do they gonna violate the law? So says Rabbi Yochanan Frischer Perlau, Taka, why is this a new law? What's the kamash on this new law? The kamash on this new law is the chiddush is that the dayanim of ru'al halav afal pi shalom asu maise v'yedehem. What if they get a guy to do the execution? What if they get someone to execute Kalach or Yad? What if they, get someone to execute Megrama, whatever? Even if there's no Chil Shabbos done, the Dayanim violate the Lav by being supervising the Mises Bet Onesh. The Dayanim are being managed. The other guy's just carrying it out. So maybe the Chiddush of the Rambam is not for the guy who does the Mises Malkus. That's no Chiddush. That's Chil Shabbos Gomer. That you don't need a Lav. The reason you need the Lav is because not only is the Sergeant-at-Arms, or whatever you call him, right? Not only is the Shoter, in the Lashon of the Chumash, violate the law. Even the shofet is violates the law, even though he didn't do anything. Normally, if I tell you to go, I don't know, to go build a house on Shabbos, so I only violated an Isser Midibri Kabbalah, Dabar Dabar. Okay, maybe Lefnei Sita Michshol. But over here, no, there's a special law. Certainly, if I tell a guy to build a house on Shabbos, I only violated Dindur Rabbanon. But maybe the Chiddush is that it's also the Leyonet B'Manish, even if they don't do it, even if they don't do it B'Yadayim. Again, in the Lush of the Rambam, he talks about a Onshin B'Shabbos and a Malkin Oso, a Mimisin Oso, and then he says it's Horeh L'Bezdin. So it could be what he means is that, yeah, it's telling you not to do the Malach, and Malach is not Docha Shabbos, but that's not the Chiddush. The main Chiddush is that Beis Din shouldn't be Manish, that the Beis Din shouldn't have this process happen, regardless of whether they're actually doing it themselves or not.
And the according to the Shofar himself, who did the
Maaseh,
is he over?
He's Chayv Chatos, yes. He's Chayv, but this is actually Mefurish in the Chinuch. Mefurish in the Chinuch. The executioner is Chayv Chatos, or Skila, and the Beis Din's over at Elav, but they don't get Malkus because the Elav Shein Bo Maaseh. So this is Al-Pi, Sefer HaChinuch. Obviously, but right here, the HaChinuch doesn't explicitly say I'm trying to answer off the Rambam. The HaChinuch doesn't explicitly say I'm trying to answer anything. But basically, I'm sure he got his idea from the HaChinuch. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah read the HaChinuch every day at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that was his, you know, Sefer Mitzvos was his, was his full-time occupation. But I think that's a very reasonable answer. So I can think of three ways to understand what's the HaChinuch of this Lav. Either to ask, or even on Shadar Balacha, which is a big Chiddush, but a lot of Rechonim take that there, or to bring it down and tell you, Taket, really, it's not Chilul Shabbos. There's something to that Havamina. Havamina, not so great, it's not Chilul Shabbos, only a lot, but that's very radical. Or to be Chadish that the Malach is only on the execution, but the Lav's on everyone. I would just point out that it's interesting, and with one Diyak, where did the Rambam put this Halacha? In Perichav Dalet. What is Perichav Dalet about? What is Perichav Dalet about? It's about Yesh Yoshim Shuba Shabbos Afishim Domo Malacha, name on Nesru, because it says, and Tosha Bishabs Roglecha, Soschav Tehbiyom Kachi, Vichibato, my Sostrachachav, and Sochav Tabar Dover. It's about not doing things that aren't Shabbistic. Through Chav Gimel is Malachas Doraisa, Malachas Rabbanan. Chav Dali says there are certain things that aren't Shabbistic. And what's the Rambam saying here? I think this is the being doing in the Rambam. Why is it a new Lav, says the Rambam? Because it's not just telling you what's Malacha on Shabbos. Yeah, we know it's Malacha on Shabbos. It's telling you something else. There's two things wrong with killing people on Shabbos, with Onshei Bezdin on Shabbos. Number one, they're often Malacha. Number two, and this is before the Chinuch, it's not Shabbos-tick. That's not in Toshimi Shabbos Raglechem, so Heftzcha V'Dabar Dabar. It's not Shabbos-tick to be, punishing on Shabbos. And this, I think we could say, either it's not Shabbos-tick. Why is it not Shabbos-tick? Because the Chinuch says Shabbos is a day of positivity, of happiness. It's not a day of negativity and punishment, right? When the king makes a big party, no one gets executed that day. They might get executed the next day, right? There's no clemency. But it's not Shabbos-tick to punish, or certainly it's not Shabbos-tick to have a Beis Din where malachas are going on. It's not Shabbos-tick to have a process of malachas going on. So I think that it's very meduyik in the Rambam, this is the last observation, that the Isser is not Mishum the Malacha Shabbos. It might also be Malacha. The Isser is, whichever derech you take, because it's not Shabbos, that's not considered V'chibad Tomei Asos Drachecha to have On Shem on Shabbos, either because On Shem are negative and Shabbos is supposed to be positive, or because On Shem are Malacha, even if you're not doing them, you shouldn't be involved with them, because it's not Shabbos. So if you want to know what's sort of the hashkafa of this special Isser according to the Rambam, you can diet that it is, I wouldn't say Bidim V'chibad Tomei, because it's Doraisa. It's a super Vichibanto. It's Midin. Right? It's Midin Vichibanto. Me'asos Durachecha. That somehow Onesh is a stira to the spirit of Shabbos. And that's exactly what it's doing in Perikov Dalit. The Chinuch says the Shabbos is a day of positivity, not a day of negativity. Or you could say, because if you hold, not like the Efshir of the Magen Avraham, because anything that's affiliated with Malacha is already being involved in any ways against the spirit of Shabbos. Okay, we will pick up Mirtzah Shem next time.
Isn't it good that the Isser of the Rambam is on the doing of it and not on the